Less than 2 weeks before voters go to the polls in the New York presidential primary, an enthusiastic crowd turned out to hear Republican candidate Ted Cruz speak at a school in Scotia this morning. The Texas senator opened by declaring,
"God bless the great state of New York."
Acknowledging the gathering of what he called freedom-loving patriots, Cruz took a shot at the Obama administration in a remark addressing the McKeel Christian Academy students seated behind him.
If Heidi Cruz becomes first lady, meat is coming back to the lunchroom.
Fresh off a primary victory in Wisconsin, Cruz explained why he came to Scotia.
We're here because our country's in crisis. Because we're bankrupting our kids and grandkids. Because our constitutional rights are under assault each and every day, and because America has receded from leadership in the world. And yet I am here this morning with a word of hope and encouragement all across New York, all across this country. People are waking up.
Cruz gave a laundry list of proposals, including plans to keep America free, uphold the Constitution, repeal Obamacare, change the income tax system so citizens will be able to file their returns on the back of a postcard, stop amnesty, raise wages, and rebuild the military. He said the current student loan and ensuing debt system should not be regarded as the new normal. He alluded to chief rival and Empire State native Donald Trump, who is leading in polls here.
You know, it's easy to talk about making America great again. You can even print that on a baseball cap. But the real question is, do you understand the principles and values that made America great in the first place?
In a debate, Trump said he'd be neutral when it came to Israel and Palestine. Cruz expressed a different stance.
America will stand unapologetically with the nation of Israel.
Cruz said only he and Trump have a valid path to the nomination, minimizing Ohio Governor John Kasich. But he also said putting Trump on the ticket would deliver the White House to Hillary Clinton. And Cruz took a stand against Islamic terrorism as he chided President Obama.
America has always been reluctant to use military force. We are slow to anger. We believe in peace through strength. But if and when military force is necessary, we should use overwhelming force, kill the enemy, and then get the heck out.
Cruz lingered after his 39-minute stump speech, mixing with the crowd, signing autographs, even posing for selfies, as he did with Montgomery County resident Teresa Thompson.
It was very exciting to meet him. I've been watching him for the last 7 years, and I've watched his voter record. He's excellent. I couldn't ask for anything better.
Cruz was the second presidential candidate to make a local appearance. Democrat Hillary Clinton held a rally Monday night at Cohoes High School. Visits by Trump and Kasich and Senator Bernie Sanders are rumored for next week. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.